Hi, everybody. This is Joe Hu, the Joe Hu Show here on the wonderful BBS Radio. For those of you new to the show or to the station, BBS Radio, I think, does a remarkable job of bringing a lot of information to the audiences out there that you wouldn't normally hear on mainstream media. You know, the controlled information release of mainstream media. You know, on our shows that we have here at BBS Radio, we cover all kinds of subjects. My show is a voice intuitive. In other words, I'm a voice natural direct sense of what's that? Well, when I hear a person's voice, I see things behind my eyes. I've been doing it ever since I was a little boy. In fact, I never knew there was a name for it until about 15 years ago. But I think everybody has intuition, gut feeling, whatever you want to call it. You have hunches, woman's intuition. Gosh, hunches, you know, well, those are all things that are on the emotional side of life, on the spiritual side of life of who we are. And whatever your religious beliefs is not important. The fact is we're all spiritual beings trying to understand what's it like to be human. It's not easy, is it? It's not easy. But I welcome you all to the show. I'm talking to you directly in Chicago. I'm located in Chicago, Illinois. And the weather here is kind of, we're supposed to have some rain, which is we need very much. And I know some other places have got a lot of rain. And so we've got some interesting weather. In fact, this next year, the summer's going to bring some interesting weather. We're going to have some, and people say the weather's going to get worse and worse and worse. Well, yeah, but nothing unusual, nothing more than normal. I'm more concerned about fires. I'm more concerned about those. But anyway, we're taking your calls tonight, and let me give you the phone numbers. The phone number is for USA is 1-888-876-5227. Again, that's 1-888-876-5227. And for our Canadian friends, it's 1-888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. Now, because I'm a voice natural, I have to hear you speak. So when you call in this evening, all I need is just your first name and just the month of your birth. Those are two things we can ask on the air that doesn't reveal a lot of information about you. I don't know anything about astrology, so if you tell me you're a Virgo or if you're a Pisces or if you're a Gemini, that doesn't mean anything to me. Okay? All I know is a little bit about Pisces, I think, because that's what I am. But so, you know, in regular radio, in terrestrial radio, and I've been in radio and television for over 20 years, there's things you can't ask on the air. You can't ask a person's address or their phone number, obviously, for a lot of privacy reasons. So just those two things would be fine. Your first name, the month of your birth, and your question. It would be nice if you had a direct question. I will take a few minutes to tell you about you. In other words, I'll tell you the type of personality I see you to be. And by the way, I categorize people or classify us as either younger souls or older souls. That's mostly what we are, okay? And there's a very rare group that I call middle souls. And when I say rare, oh, gosh, over the years I've talked to thousands of people, and about a one out of every 350 people that I talk to tends to be a middle soul. So they're rather unique. And we were all unique. Don't misunderstand that, you know. Over the years when I've talked to people, I've heard the same problems many, many times. You know, divorce, medical, husband cheating, wife cheating, whatever. I've heard those all many, many times. That's not necessarily unique. What makes it unique is the individuality of the person, the individuality of the spiritual person that I'm talking to. Okay, so you understand, everybody has their own little world. Everybody has that uniqueness. Everybody has that little twist. And thank goodness for that, because we'd be robots, wouldn't we? And we don't want that. You know, some people say, well, everything is predestined and you can't change anything. Oh, baloney. I think getting to the center is a working project. It's not an easy task. You know, and for those of you who understand that, we're fine. And of course, you know, a lot of religions say you're born, you live, you die, you go to heaven or hell. Purgatory and limbo if you're Catholic, but I think I got a memo from God because the Catholic Church no longer has limbo. They did away with limbo. When the actual reality is, I think getting to the center is a working process. I think it's rather arrogant to believe that one lifetime is going to give you enough knowledge to be able to sit before the center. That'd be like having your child in kindergarten and trying to give him a college curriculum. He's not going to learn anything. You know, I mean, it doesn't work. So we have to learn, too, because like I said, we're spiritual beings trying to understand what it's like to be human and all the things. And of course we're going to make a mistake. The center knows that we're bound by all the things that the human flesh is heir to. You know, we make boo-boos. Everybody does. You know, so you have to be careful about that. No, it's just experiential. You know, we walk a lot of paths in this world. Some lead home and some don't. Now, I also have a website for you if you need to look at that. And my website is johu.com. Very easy, www.johu, J-O-E-W-H-O, all one word, .com. Again, our call-in numbers are 1-888-876-5227. That's 888-876-5227. And in Canada, it is 1-888-810-8322. So I'm waiting for your calls. Anyway, while we're waiting for the calls, I know that I had mentioned last show that the horrific tragedy that happened at the school there at the tech school. I forgot the first name of it for some reason. Block against it. All our prayers go out to those families, and I'm glad they stopped all that publicity and all that video. We didn't need to see that. We didn't need to see that. You know, we know. We feel. Hi, caller. Can I have your first name?
Yeah. Hi, Joe. It's Kim.
Hi, Kim. And just
a
month of your birth.
I have a really bad cold, too, so.
Okay.
just to let you know, I don't normally sound like this. July.
And where you calling? Can I ask what area you're calling from?
Yeah, Louisiana.
You know, when I was a little kid, that's not where you're from originally, is it?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
Yeah.
When I was a little boy, and whenever I used to hear, I don't know, a long time ago, this would be the old Lone Ranger series, and he always sounded like he had a cold to me. So every guy that I hear has a cold sounds like the Lone Ranger. Anyway, Kim, you're definitely an old soul, which means you're a very emotional person, you know, and you're headstrong, too, by the way.
Yep, I
extremely
know.
Headstrong. And if you tell me that you wish you could find someone to take care of you, you'll never allow that. That's your job.
Exactly.
You've grown up a caretaker for a long, long time.
Yep.
And that's important because I think, I don't know what the lesson is. There's a lesson tied to that. And by the way, there's no intuitive that I'm aware of that can tell you what your true life lesson is. That's between you and your creator. That's the secret you have. And you're given all the tools to be able to fulfill your lesson. And it's interesting that children pick their parents. Parents never pick their children. You, because you're an old soul and you have this remarkable strength to you, you know, and I'll tell you something. If you decide to close a door in a situation, you can do that and you won't look at it until you're ready. So, and if people get, how can I put this in a nice way? I'd love to have you on my side if we were in some kind of a game show.
Right.
Or if I had to pick my, you know, my soldiers, I would definitely want you on my side.
Right.
Why? Because you're convicted. Once you make up your mind, you stick with it. And the worst thing someone can say to you is, oh, you can't do that. And you look at me and you want to bet.
Right.
That's how you are, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's right. You have a question?
Yeah, about my career. Like, what's coming up? Do you have any images or any ideas?
Okay, now, the interesting thing about your career is, see, this is the thing. Because you're so strong, because you're such a strong-willed person, one of the best things you need to do that I could would be the strongest ability for you is to, even though you're an old soul, old souls are people persons, you know? I mean, they can deal very well with people. And old souls make some of the best salesmen in the world. Old souls are people that identify. You can identify with a person because of your own intuition, but because you feel so much. You're very empathic in that way. And the sad thing about careers for you is that for some reason there's envy around you, and I don't like that. So your own career would be really good. What do you do now?
I teach at a university.
Okay, and you're at a college level? I mean,
yes.
You're at a college level.
Yes.
Don't tell me you teach English. What do you teach?
No, I don't. I teach art.
Okay. The interesting thing is, how come you haven't opened up your own studio?
I don't know. I guess I like the being a Cancer. I like the security.
You like the what? You know what, though? Being a Cancer, I don't know about that, but being an old souls are adventurous. Do you ever notice that something can excite you today and bore you next week? Do you ever notice that?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, because there's the art that you do and the art that you specialize in, there's a whole book of you in art. In other words, within you, there's a book in art. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
All right. And I would love to see you do something like that. As far as your career goes, that's your career. That's fine. You know, I'm not too concerned about it, you know, unless maybe changing schools a little bit. There's a lot of, I never realized how many politics there are in school. You know, until I talk to other teachers. And that goes from grade school through high school through colleges.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot of politicking going on, and people just tend to draw their groups.
Yep.
And you've always gone to a different drummer. You know that.
Yep.
You've always gone to a beat of a different drummer. So, you know, you're like, what is it, the square peg in the round hole? That's you. So as far as your career goes, it's there. It's okay because of security, but it sure as heck is not exciting your artistic level. It's definitely not tantalizing your spiritual side to create.
Thank you.
You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, and when I said there's a book in art in you, you have some amazing thing. I got to tell you something else, too. Did you ever, I know you teach art. Did you ever get into photography at all?
I took a year of black and white.
Okay.
Yeah, as an undergraduate.
Okay. There's another thing you should look into, too. You should look into, I don't know what kind of a process it's called, but it's using infrared or ultraviolet and doing some interesting artistic form, human form photography. You'd be good at that. But like I said, there's so much in you. You've got so much creativity. You've got so much you want to get out, you know, and because your hands are tied, and part of that's from the school and the regimentation of that, but part of that is from your upbringing as a child.
Right.
You see? So, you know, part of you was stifled. It's time to open up that creative wall, Jesus, and let that stuff out.
Thank you so much.
So your career is going to keep going. It's there. But like I said, you know, the spiritual side of you, the remarkable creativeness of you isn't going to come out until you just start doing something more on your own. You can still stay in school, you know, but I would slide into something a little bit different. You stay in school, and you know, for the job. But boy, if you can do something on the side just to get something going for yourself, I think that'd be much better. It'd be a lot more fulfilling on a spiritual level. It would also bring people into your life that need to be come into your life. For some reason, there's a little cloistering around you. I'm not sure where that's coming from.
That's it's because I run a program. The kind of school that I'm in, everybody has in their own area, and I run an art education program. So I just deal with students, primarily with those people who want to be art teachers, K-12.
You see, you're in a, you know what, you're in an analytical role that's not even allowing your creativity.
Right. To a certain degree, I agree with you.
Doesn't that bother you?
I teach figure drawing now, and I make art occasionally, but yeah. I know what I mean,
did you ever
really
just... You know, are you off on the weekend, or do you have to go to school?
No, I'm off, but, you know, I have a family, so.
Well, I understand you have a family.
Yeah.
I understand that. But let's say on a nice day or something, if you could just, you know, get the family together, send them off to the theater or something, you know. get a little canvas or even just a sketchboard and go out. And I don't necessarily want you to sketch figures or sketch nature, but sketch something from within. Because there's something you need to waken up. And it's there. I mean, it's really, really there. I mean, you pride yourself on two things. Number one, you can't stand a person that BS's you. And you can spot that a mile away.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yep. But that's, what does that say to me? That tells me that you have a remarkable amount of intuition and you just don't listen to it. You're stuck in the analytical. And I don't think it's by choice, by the way. That's something you would never choose. Okay?
Thank you so much, Joe. Have a good
evening. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. There's a woman who's remarkably creative, and she, you know, she does well. She's got the security. I understand that. She's got a family. I understand that. But there's a story in her in picture. There's a story of her in art. And I think it's something she work on. It would be actually a remarkably well-done thing, and I think it's going to go somewhere if she gets down into that and brings that creativity out, you know. Ever since we're little kids, we're always taught, most of us, that if you can't feel it, taste it, smell it, or touch it, it's not real. Well, that's not true. My last caller proves that she's so creative, but she's extremely highly intuitive, especially when she's angry. That's something I forgot to bring up, is her temper. You know you got a temper, but it's her temper. But whenever you feel any emotion very highly, whether it's going to be anger, anxiety, happiness, sadness, your ability, your perceptions go up accordingly. It's unusual, but it does. You see, it's an amazing tool that we have, and of course it's being stifled by gosh knows what. But I know everybody who's listening to this show. I know you all of you, know there's something going on in the world today. Just, I mean, look around. There is a spiritual war taking place. You know, there's a spiritual war taking place. You know, and it's taking place on a global level. The belief that I have, and I used to tell people, gosh, ever since I think the mid-1980s, that beginning in 2000, when I said a couple different things, but the one thing I told people, there would be a great coming together of people based on horrible tragedy in the fall of 2001. And of course, that was 9/11, which I don't remember. It was a show, and I got a bunch of people call me afterwards and told me, and I had to find the tape of the show. But what I did tell people that's very important also, starting in the year 2004, we're going to start seeing these battles being drawn up. You're going to see the sides being taken. People are going to be choosing sides, not on a conscious level, not us, but our spiritual side are going to be taking sides. And I'll tell you what, I definitely don't want to be on the negative side. Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm well, Joe. How about yourself?
Fine. May I have your first name, please?
It's Caroline, Joe.
And Caroline, just a month of your birth?
October.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from sunny Toronto, Canada.
Oh, beautiful. You have an emotional, an amazing emotional stuff wrapped up inside you. Okay? You've got to do a little mental house cleaning.
Yes.
You know, but once you start, I think the tears will flow.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because there's a lot of things that have gone on in your life that have built up. And you think you try to get rid of them, but you wall them up. Didn't you ever notice why sometimes you'll watch something and you'll just come to tears and not know why?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And one of the reasons is it's reminiscent memory. Something that you're seeing reminds you of something or a situation of yourself. So there's a lot of emotional stuff there. Kind of like an emotional bag lady, you know. There's about 50% of emotional stuff that really doesn't belong to you. But you have to understand, too, because we're an old souls are the world's sponges. You know, I mean, we absorb. And the sad part about it is a lot of people aren't aware of that. So we absorb energy from people around us. And that's not that we're energy vampires. I mean, you know, people radiate, we absorb it, we're sponges. So you have to be careful about that, and there has to be a way to be able to cleanse that you should cleanse yourself. But I think a lot of the stuff that I'm picking up, you know, for some reason between the ages of 12 and 16, there were two levels, I think, of something that was really kind of hard for you. One between 12 and 16, and then the other was actually before that. So I think you have very, very interesting things in your life that have caused you to just kind of hold on to these. And I don't think you're doing it on a conscious level. So I think sometimes, in other words, if you try to go forward, this is like something holding you back. Right? You're a very spiritual person. You have a lot of intuition, too. And you're also gregarious. You like to have fun. But sometimes you feel guilty about having fun. Not sure where that's coming from. What's so funny?
No, it's just funny.
Yeah. It's true, isn't it?
Yeah. You're right on.
I know. Do you have a question?
Yes, actually. My husband and I sold our house a few years ago.
Let me have your husband's first name.
Paul.
And just the month of his birth.
April.
Okay, go ahead.
We sold our house and we downsized in order to buy racehorses and build a farm out in the country.
Go ahead.
Anyways, to cut a long story short, it seems to be two steps forward, three steps back recently, and I'm wondering if it's just a pipe dream or if you...
No, it's not a pipe dream. Oh, stop that. Listen, listen to me very carefully, okay? The universe only knows one thing, and that's yes. So if you say, gee, it's a pipe dream, the universe is going to go, yes. If you say, we're going to do this, the universe is going to say, yes. Do you understand that? Do you ever hear the expression, be careful, you might get what you asked for?
Yes.
Okay. People ask for negative things, they're not even aware of it, by worry. If you worry about something not happening, in other words, you're going to make it, you're going to set up the energy for it not to happen. So you just visualize it happening. Now, how big a farm do you want to get?
Oh, maybe. Well, this is a thing, probably about 10 acres at least.
Okay. So what's holding you up?
Finances.
You know what? Finances, if you find a piece of property and you're going to find one at a decent price, you sold your house, you downsized the house, you have collateral, okay? I'm not sure how Canadian system works as far as loans and things like that, but where there's a will, there's a way. And you just hang in there because you're gonna do this. You will do this. And you know one thing you can do, and I know a gentleman by the name of Larry Garrett. Larry Garrett is one of the top hypnotherapist guys in the world. He's only one of 15 people to win something called the Metzger Award for his work in hypnosis. And there was a building Larry wanted to get. And in his old building, he drew a picture of it. Or actually, he took a picture of it, and he drew it. So what, you know, and he put it on his bulletin board. Every day he went in, he said, that's going to be my building. That's going to be my building. And eventually, I think within a year and a half, he got the building. It was never, the people who had it never intended to sell it. They never wanted to sell it. But the way it happened, because he says, you know, the universe said, yes, he got it. Same thing with you. I want a farm. I want to have the money to do it. All right? I'm going to have the farm. I'm going to have the finances to do it. And you will be able to do it. I'll give you an example. I grew up in the inner city of Chicago, and I wanted to find a piece of property as I got older away from the city. I love Chicago, but I love the country. And, you know, and I kept visualizing the land I wanted, and believe it or not, I found it. And I actually got it. It wasn't even for sale. Same thing.
Well, that's what
did I have
needed?
The funds?
Yes.
No, I didn't have the funds, but I figured it out and it happened.
Oh, we're starting this company called, it's a fractional ownership company of racehorses, and a lot
okay.
of people seem to be interested. I was wondering if you got a feel on that.
And what's it called?
Well, it's actually, you know how racehorses are expensive?
Right.
So you get about at least 10, 20 people, and you buy fractional ownership of the racehorses.
Oh, okay.
My husband's starting as well, and there seems to be a lot of interest in that company, too.
All right. All right. See, I don't know what they call it in the United States. I mean, so it would be like a group of people owning one thing?
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. I know they have something called timeshare in the United States. But I do know people who, if they have, there's land in the area, one person builds a well, then they'll have three or four people go in on it and they share it. That type of thing I can see. Yeah, there's an interest in that. But the thing is, do you want this? Do you really want this?
Yes.
You're 100% sure?
I want the farm, yes.
All right, and your husband wants the farm, right?
Indeed, he does.
Okay. How long have you been working on this?
About 3 years.
All right. How long have you been visualizing having it?
Pardon?
How long have you been visualizing having it? I'm going to tell you a little exercise, all right? Now, there's something called advanced visualization techniques. And listen carefully to me, and don't poo-pah it away until you hear me. Every evening when you go to sleep at night, okay, unless you're dead tired, but when you close your eyes and you visualize the land, you visualize in your, you don't imagine, you try to actually draw a visual picture in your mind, all right, of what the land looks like, what the lay of the land looks like, you know, what's going to be on the land, if there's a house on it, how's the house look, how's it look from the outside, what views do you have, you try to draw the most complete picture in your mind of the thing you want, and by doing that, you're opening up the ability to let you have it. It's called advanced visualization techniques. Hard to say. Trust me, if you and your husband do that and just get and have him be open-minded, you know? I mean, your husband's an old soul, but he's emotionally, he's a little closed.
Oh, no, he's very open. He's more open than me, I think.
And as far as emotionally goes?
Yeah.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. I think
interesting.
So.
Interesting. Okay. All right, well, then you both do that in the evening. When you know, or when, like you say, when you go to bed, or when it's quiet, and you try and you do that, it's called advanced visualization technique. You can bring whatever you want to you. That's not the issue. You know, don't worry about the money, don't worry about the financing. Visualize the land, visualize everything about it, and then the money finds its way to you. If you worry about money, you'll never have it, because the worry says, "Gee, I'm afraid I'm not going to have enough." Bingo! The universe says, "Okay, you're not going to have enough. Is that what you want?" You see? It's a very simple process, but you know, people are going to worry, and it doesn't change anything, but it prevents a lot of things. Now, you've been working on this for 3 years. Now, when did you sell the house?
3 years
ago. About 2.5. Would you say a year and a half or two?
About 2.5 years ago.
2.5 years ago. Okay. All right. Now that you went downsized, the funds, if there was any funds left over, those put away?
We bought racehorses with those.
You bought racehorses with those?
We own racehorses, yes.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Just please visualize this, all right? You know, here's another thing, too. If you spend a little time on this and you spend a little time on that, you spend a little time on that, you're not going to be really good at any one of those things. Now, do you want a farm or do you want, like, a ranch for the horses?
It's a ranch for the horses.
Okay, that's different, okay? Because I wasn't sure. When you said racehorse, I'm thinking, well, this lady wants a ranch more than she wants a farm. Well, that's what you visualize. You visualize the paddock and all the things necessary to have the land and what it looks like, you know, the horses, the paddock, the whole, whatever it is. You visualize it in your mind's eye, you know? And if you raise racehorses, you raise them to sell or you raise them to race?
We race them. We have jockeys who race them.
All right, fine. Then you visualize the horses winning.
They do win.
I know they win, but I'm saying the more you visualize it, the more they're going to win, the more money's going to come to you, and the more money you're going to be able to afford to get this thing you want. Do you understand? You've got everything in place. Everything is in place for you. The only thing is the fear or the worry of not having it, or the three steps backwards, because of saying, gee, this is going to happen, I'm worried about this happening. If you're worried about something happening, you're going to bring it to you, okay?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Thank
and by
you.
The way, you said your husband is more emotional than you are or more open than you are? Oh, I lost her. Anyway, but they're both old souls. They're both very creative people. But do you understand, what does worry do? Worry doesn't do anything. Worry doesn't change anything. You know, it just wastes a lot of brain power. It wastes a lot of energy. It'd be like being in your, you know, I don't know, in your driveway and starting the car up and having the car run and giving it gas and you're, you know, racing the engine, but you're not going anywhere. So you're using energy. You're not going anywhere. And we always get, oh boy, a lot of times we get signals and we miss the messages. That's another thing that tends to happen to us. And I don't know what the mechanism is for that. I think because we deal more in everyday things and we're kept occupied to where we can't bring out or can't, we don't have the freedom sometimes or the time. You know, I'm always so busy, I can't do this. I'm always so busy, I can't do that. You know, you have to make the time. Even if it's 20 minutes, you know, even if you're soaking in a hot tub, you know, make the time to be with yourself, by yourself, for yourself, to connect with yourself. And some of us do it all the time, you know, it's like second nature. But there's so many of us out there who don't. And not because they don't want to, they feel they haven't got the time. Trust me, make the time and it'll make a world of difference. You know, you connect to your higher self and you get answers all the time. Answers are given to us all the time. All you have to do is just listen. You see? And that's not a difficult thing to do. I'll give an example. You know, a lot of times we get signals, but we miss the message. Let's say you're driving in your car, right, and all of a sudden the light comes on, and it says check oil light comes on. You go, oh, look at my check oil light came on. All right, and then you keep driving. Well, you know, wait a minute. The light means you got the signal, check the light, you know, check the oil. You got the signal, the oil light came on, checking the oil, but you didn't do it. So you got the signal, but you missed the message. You got out of the car and checked the oil. You see, so a lot of times we get signals, and we miss the messages. Hi, you're on with Joe.
Hi, Joe. Thank you for taking my call. My name's
sure.
Jess. I'm from Tacoma, and I studied medicine.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's your first name?
Jess, and I'm from Tacoma, and I'm interested in. Since I've been 14, I've been interested in developing psychically, and not. And I've studied all this kind of stuff, but I didn't seem like get very far. It's
all right. I will tell you this. And it's Jess. What's the month of your birth?
4/26.
Just the month, April.
Uh huh.
All right. I want to hear you speak. First of all, you cannot teach anyone to be psychic. That's the biggest bunch of moose poop you'll ever hear. You can teach someone how to bring out the abilities they have.
So what's my ability? I'm still trying to figure out, and I don't know what it is.
All right, your ability. Well, you have, everybody has intuition. We're going to work on. I'm going to tell you a couple little things to bring out your intuition. All right, and we have to unlearn some concepts. And one of the concepts is one of the concepts that you have to unlearn is thinking. You know, we want you to stop thinking, and we want you to start feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll give you a great little exercise. You got a paper and pencil with you?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. There's a CD I would like you to buy.
Uh-huh.
All right, and the group is called Liquid Mind.
Liquid Mind.
And the album is called Ambience Minimus. And please don't ask me to spell my rotten speller. But
Ambience?
It's called Ambience Minimus.
Minimus.
Yeah, opposite of Maximus.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, go get that. All right. In the you're an old soul. So old souls usually do better in the evening hours. Did you know that?
Oh, okay.
You know, old souls a lot of their energies come out in the evening hours. Younger souls always do better in the daytime. Don't ask me why. I mean, there are exceptions.
Yeah, but how do you know an old soul?
Oh, I know you're an old soul.
Oh.
Now, what I would like you to do is get that album.
Uh-huh.
And in the evening or sometime when you have time to be by yourself, or even if there's other people in the house, you say, look, leave me alone. Take the phones off the hook so you're not disturbed. Put that on and close your eyes and allow it to take you. I don't want you to think about anything. I just want to allow it to take you. It's very specific music. I'm very aware of the people who put it together.
Okay?
Uh-huh. Now, another thing is, you know, early settlers and early man and even in ancient Rome and Greece and gosh knows when, before we had televisions and radios and cell phones and God knows what else and movie theaters and cars and all that, when, you know, look at the people who settled the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't have all those things. What did they do? They communed. They talked. They used their imagination. Well, it seems as though people have lost a lot of their ability to use their imagination, and visualizing has gone down with that. Here's another little thing. You've heard some of these old-time radio shows, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I would like you to go get one. Doesn't matter which one you get. I don't know if you get Suspense or depending on if you like. If you like Westerns, get one of a Western. If you like get old-time sci-fi, get one of sci-fi. It doesn't matter. They're inexpensive. They're on cassette or, you know.
Uh-huh.
And after a couple days of utilizing the ambience minimus. And like I said, don't think about anything. Don't expect anything. Just put it on, close your eyes, and let it take you.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Uh-huh.
Then, after you do that, then I would like you to put that one of those old-time radio shows on.
Uh-huh.
And you put it on, you know, a stereo or the cassette player, doesn't matter, and listen to it.
Uh-huh.
And I mean feel it. And you'll notice if you do it correctly, there's a part of your mind that's opening up that you haven't used in a long time.
Oh.
Now, I have a foundation called Cenotech, which is the Center for Natural Technology. And I had a class, my classes I keep to about 15 people. And it's a, believe it or not, it's a 10-week course. But at the end of that course, everybody, without exception, passed in flying colors.
Oh.
And I remember when they first came to the class, well, where's our reading material? Where's the book? I said, wait a minute. We have to unlearn some concepts here. We don't want to get into the thinking part of this. We want to come into the emotional, spiritual part of this. And that was the hardest thing for me to do, was to open that doorway.
Mm-hmm.
But once it happened, I remember one guy came, and it was funny. At 4 weeks in the class, he said, you know what? I'm smiling at people now. And it was just so funny. It was just amazing. So what we're trying to make you do is unlearn the thinking process. You don't get, because intuition is spontaneous. Intuition is quick. If you're thinking about it, it's no longer intuition. Get it out, and then you can discuss it.
Yeah, because I've had some psychic experience where I actually see auras, or I've seen like clairvoyant experience. I just want to open that up again.
That's one of the ways you can again. What closed it?
I just concentration. I was
concentrated. No, it's not concentration. It doesn't take concentration.
Oh.
It takes an opening of a doorway.
Yeah.
The more you concentrate on it, it's not going to work because you're concentrating on your brain power. You allow it to flow.
Yeah.
And because of, you know, all the other things going on in our world today and with people, individuals, like I said, all the things that are being, you know, God, look at it, think of it this way. In an 18-hour, let's say in a 12-hour day, how much are you bombarded with all the influences of things around you?
True.
Don't answer me. Just think about that.
Yeah.
The grocery store, driving, gas station, television, radio, news, telephones, cell phones, y'all. I mean, how much are you bombarded with that?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
So it's not a concentration. It's actually letting go of concentration and opening up the visualization, the creative side, the emotional side, because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try that, I can guarantee you that'll work.
Yeah,
it's not. The more you concentrate on it, the more you're using brain power to do it. That's not how it works.
Mm.
And I've been doing this since I was, gosh, as far back as I remember, I was like 5 years old, and it runs on both sides of my family, and trust me, I'm a lot older than five today.
Okay.
Yep. And I've been on radio and television all over the world, and anyway, and the hardest thing I had to do with the class is to unteach them concepts they grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hardest part. And I'm trying to give you a kind of a little crash course here. In other words, I'm trying to turn down your analytical mind and open up your creative mind. Now, you're a very creative person. You're an old soul. I have no problem with that. But your analytical mind is running this. That's not going to work.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
oh, by the way, old souls, we're a little clumsy, too, so you got to watch.
Clumsy?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. We bump into things and stuff like that. I'll give you an example. Did you ever try to find something and you can't find it, and all of a sudden you find it and you know you've looked there before but it wasn't there and you figured out, well, I just missed it? That ever happened to you?
Well, yeah.
Okay. I've been researching that for 30 years, and what I've come up with is kind of a form of teleportation because they're gone and they come back. I'm not sure where they go, and I've been studying this. I can't understand it yet, but I do know there's so much more to our universe. There's so much more to the plane of that we live on right now, you know. And what you have to do is let it flow. You have to let that side flow in. Let it flow through you.
Uh-huh.
Concentration is like a break.
Uh-huh.
You know, analytical stuff is like a break with that. And that doesn't mean that younger souls can't be intuitive. They are. You know, and younger souls, interesting with them, is the concept of letting that analytical side go is more difficult than an older soul. When an older soul will try so hard, will get so emotional about it, and even though the ESP is coming up with the emotion, the logic kicks in and goes, why can't I do this? Why, you know, or why am I having such a hard time? And you're creating the analytical instead of just taking that energy and letting it do what it's supposed to.
Uh-huh. They say that some psychics have told me I was from Sirius or Orion.
Oh, you know what, sweetheart?
We're from everybody.
let me explain something, and to my audience, too. I don't doubt that. There's a very famous author named Dr. Brian Weiss, and he wrote Many Lives, Many Masters, which is a great book. I highly recommend it for anybody. He's written more, but that's the first book. I was the first one to bring him on radio in Chicago. And I have, and I've always seen that the journey of our soul journey and this Earth planet, level 4 planet, I call it, is a 12-step process. In other words, it's 12 steps to get to the center.
Uh-huh.
And I've never seen, and I've talked to thousands of people, I have never seen anyone that had a past life on another planet. I even asked Dr. Brian Weiss if he did, and he's a remarkable guy. And he said only one regression that he ever did was a person that interfered with the free will, or something happened, and they interfered with the karmic wheel of this Earth plane, and they got stuck on this Earth plane for 150,000 years or something like that. And it was the most bizarre thing he's ever done. And other than that, he's never seen that before or since. And Dr. Brian Rice was a kind of a prodigy graduate, number one in his class from Yale Medical School, and he was the founder and chairman of Mount Sinai Psychiatric Department. And the whole thing that spurred his whole spiritual journey was a total accident.
Mm.
Did you ever read the book?
I've heard of him, Dr. Weiss.
You should really get anyone out there. It's a great, great book.
You know about Dr.
So Fischel? I don't know. Sweetheart, I don't see her from Sirius or any of those. I don't. I just see a person who's on this Earth plane, and your past lives have been on this Earth plane. It's a very strong draw to Germany around the 1700s. Uh-huh. I also see a very strong draw to Europe, probably before that, probably around, I don't know, about 400 A.D.
Uh-huh.
And the most recent one that I can see with you, believe it or not, is in the southwest part of the American continent.
Oh, so nothing really.
And 99% of the people, you know, who go through past lives, have normal past lives. You know, as far as you being an interplanetary being stuck on this plane, I don't see it. I don't doubt it. I'm not saying I don't see it. And in all the years I've been doing this, I've never ran across anyone who in a past life was from somewhere else.
Oh.
Because you made the choice to come here, and this is the choice that you've made.
Wow.
Now, there are other level 4 planets you can go to, but once you choose a planet level, you know, that you're at, you stay there until you complete your journey.
Uh-huh.
And then when you move on, you would never come back here anyway. They don't come back here. You move forward. You don't go back.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. God, that's a lot of stuff to cover. I've heard that. I've heard people come to me and say, oh, I'm from the Palladians, and I'm this and I'm that, and, you know, and I don't want to bust their bubble, but I've never seen it. I've never seen it. And people say, well, I have. Well, if you have, that's fine. I never have, and I'm doubtful of it. I don't say it doesn't exist, but because of the way the choices we make and the journeys we make, you can't lob between planet to planet. It just doesn't work that way. Now, you could be a visitor from another planet. Of course there's life on other planets, you know, and they can visit. In a spiritual plane, can they visit? I don't think so. Although, I'm sorry, interdimensional beings, yes. No, but can you, if you pass from one planet, can you reincarnate on this one? No, you wouldn't want to, and I don't know. There are certain laws that are set up, and they're not set up by us, but there seems, you know, everything has an order, and it would go against that order, because I've never seen it. I've never seen that. Some people believe in transmigratory reincarnation, where you could have been an animal, and I have never seen anyone who was an animal before. I don't doubt it. I've just never seen it. And when I say I've literally talked to thousands of people, I have. I asked Dr. Brian Weiss if he did, and he said, no, he didn't either. He said, well, maybe at the time they evolved past that, then they wouldn't see it anyway. So it's possible. But I believe that the human soul is only indicative of human beings. Just like animals are sentient beings, they have their own little souls. You know, they've got their own little energy forces. You know, if you have a pet, a loved one, a cat or a dog, if they pass on, of course they go to, you know, do they go to doggy heaven? Do they go to kitty cat heaven? No, I think they go to the central place everybody else goes to. You know, I mean, if you're going to go and at the end of your journey be in peace and love and light, then I'm sure they're going to have pets there, don't you think? I do. I don't know if they have television. I wouldn't miss it. Anyway, it's such a remarkable journey, such a complex issue. It would volumes to try and explain it all. It really, really would.
I hear somebody talking.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
May I have your first name, please?
Marcy.
Marcy, and just a month of your birth?
1/10/37.
Just a month, Marcy. It's January. Oh. Where are you calling from?
Washington.
Okay. Well, Marcy, you're a very independent woman, and you know you don't sit still. You're not the kind of, in fact, you're not the kind of person who likes to be idle. You never have been. You've always been a leader. You've never been a follower. and you're definitely a person that finishes what you start, you know. Are you slowing down? Maybe a little bit, but nothing I would worry about. You're what I would consider a little bit of a younger soul, and younger souls are great people. They take care of business. You know, they get things done. They're good at being able to motivate people to get things done. Younger souls are people that are either are good in, as bosses, supervisors, have their own companies. You know, they don't drop the ball very often. They're very good that way. The only thing a young soul has to be careful of is with affairs of the heart, they can be fooled. You can make a mistake with emotional issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I was going to ask you, did you just have your eyes checked?
No.
Okay. When was the last time you had your eyes checked?
It's been quite a few years.
Yeah, I think you need to have your eyes checked, especially because the left one, his vision is down from the right.
Okay.
I would like you to get your eyes checked. I'm serious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's your question? I'm sorry.
Oh, I just want to know if I'm going to meet somebody I can be compatible with and how...
Well, there's a story. Compatible with. Gee, when was the last time that happened, if at all?
Quite a while.
That's right. And you know what? You know what's interesting? Because you're such a strong person... You'll meet people. They come across as strong, but all of a sudden they're not, and you wind up being the caretaker. And you don't want that.
Right.
All right. So you have to, the person that's going to I see coming into your life is younger than you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because you don't live in your chronological age.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
Right.
You know, you're a younger soul. Fine, because that means you're analytical, but you're very connected to life force, and you're very much a person that's not going to sit around. And the high time for you, the time for you to meet someone, I'm going to explain something to you. I think it's the first or second week in July you're going to meet someone. And this is a chance meeting, by the way. No one's going to set you up.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You're going to meet someone. And he's about 5 years younger, maybe six.
Mm-hmm.
All right? The most striking thing about this gentleman is the fact that he's close to 6 foot tall, maybe 5'11". You're not very tall, are you?
5'6".
Okay. So he's about, 5'10", 5'11". He's taller than you, and he's got these amazingly striking blue eyes.
Okay.
And the reason why I say they're amazing, because there's just something interesting about them. There's like a violet in his eyes. And he's got a nice smile, and he wears, now sometimes he, not always, but sometimes he wears these glasses that have a very, very thin silver frame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's got nice skin, he's got a nice smile, and you're going to meet him. You're going to meet him in a casual setting. In other words, no one's going to fix you up. It's not going to be a dating club, all right?
Yeah.
But it's going to be a place that you frequent.
Mm-hmm.
So be aware of that. I want you to keep your eyes open. And the reason why I'm telling you this, because you can miss it, because sometimes you look in the wrong direction. I want you to keep your eyes open from the first week in July. I'm sorry, from the first week in July through the end of the month. And if somebody invites you somewhere just to go out, do not turn it down.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
During that month, do not turn down any invitations.
Okay.
He's a widower, by the way. His wife passed away.
Oh.
All right? And she passed away about 8 years ago.
Okay.
So remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also very progressive. He's like you.
Okay, great.
You know? And he likes water.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something about water with this guy.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
And he doesn't have any mustache. He doesn't have a beard. You know, he doesn't have a pierced ear. He doesn't have that. And he only wears, once in a while, he wears a little chain on his left hand, not his right hand. He wears this little chain.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only jewelry I see the guy wearing.
A chain on the left hand?
Yes.
Okay.
But remember, you'll know him by the color of his eyes.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, just be aware of it. And I guess during that time, during that month, if somebody says, let's go, I don't want to go. Go. Don't turn it down.
Okay.
I don't care if you're going shopping, if you're going for coffee. I don't care. Don't turn it down.
I'll do that.
All right. Thank you.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. You have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, this is great. I love the people that are calling in. And when I hear the person speak, I start seeing these things behind my eyes. You know, and normally in a private session, because no one, I don't know how many people know the lady just called, but in a private session when I see someone, I'll tell them not to tell anyone. And they'll say, why? So you can tell anyone about the session, but when I see you, so you're going to meet someone, I don't want you to tell anyone. Well, why is that? Well, I'll tell you why. You know, people can inadvertently throw a block. Let's say your girlfriend, you and your girlfriend, and, you know, she comes up, she goes, hey, Sally, I just went to psychic. She says, I'm going to meet this guy. He's going to be a wonderful man next month. Isn't that great? And you'll go, yeah, fine. And, you know, later on you go, yeah, she should be so lucky. She's picky. You don't mean anything about it, but bam, you can actually throw a block instead of a block. You see? So that's one thing. You don't tell people. And by the way, so that's why I would choose to say you keep that to yourself, okay? Another thing that happens in our journey on the center, everybody goes between positive and negative cycles. That's just the way it works. And believe it or not, the average is about 6 years. And you can be in a positive cycle for 6 years, and you can be in a negative cycle for 6 years. And the reasons for that are interesting, and we're going to have to talk about that in a minute. Hi, caller, you're with Joe Who.
Hi.
Hi.
That brings me to a question: am I in a positive or a negative cycle?
Well, first, let me have your first name.
Sue.
And just the month of your birth?
June.
And you're calling from where?
Canada.
Okay. Oh, I get a lot of Canada people. I've been up to Sudbury. Are you far from there?
I'm east. I'm in the...
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, what did you ask me?
I asked if I was in a positive or a negative cycle.
No, you're not in a negative cycle. You know, the funny thing about you is you're an extremely gregarious woman. Okay? And you're the kind of person that you like having fun, but don't get me wrong, you get angry, but you can't hold a grudge. That's not your style. You're not in a negative cycle. There's some negative issues around you, but you yourself are not in a negative cycle. I don't know if you know this or not, but you're a fairly lucky person. Did you know that?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I did know that, yes.
Let me ask you, do you have a space between your front teeth?
I did, and I had it filled in.
Oh, I wish you didn't do that. People who have a little bit of a space between their front teeth are more lucky than other people. Don't ask me why. I have no idea. All right, but you're a lucky person. You know, do you ever hear the expression, oh, they can fall in the poop and come out with a rose? Well, that can be you.
Cool.
You know, and there are people...
So am I going to meet Mr. Wright?
Yes, yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute, okay?
Okay. All right, sorry.
But let me just say something that's important for you to know.
Okay.
You should have left that space there. You should have left it there. In fact, there are people who, when they lose their teeth and they get a denture made, they'll have the denture made with a space. If you play the lottery, I don't think Canada has a lottery, I don't know that, but if you
do,
luck is on the odd side, so odd numbers are always better for you than even numbers.
Okay.
So you would have to pick, if you have a pick six or whatever, you pick four odd and two even. Now, remember that. Okay, if you go out and play cards or bingo, whatever, you sit on an odd seat. As far as when you meet Mr. Wright, is that what you asked me?
Yeah.
Gee whiz, how many Mr. Wrongs have you had?
A few.
Okay, you know why?
Why?
All right, who do you think the men you meet are stronger than you?
Yes.
Okay, and does it actually turn out to be that way?
No.
All right. Remember the last caller I had? It's exactly what's going on with you. Because you're such a strong girl and an independent woman, you want to find someone who's as strong as you, and you find these guys who approach, they appear to be strong, but they know you are. And after a while, all of a sudden, you wind up being a caretaker. You wind up becoming parental.
Right.
And they let you, and then they realize this is not what I want. All right? The guy that you'll meet will be a quiet person. The one that's strong will be a quiet person, not a talkative guy.
Okay.
I'm not saying he won't be talkative, but when you meet him, he'll be quiet. You know, he's not going to play Mr. Macho to you. That's the strong one. And when you have that happen in your life, it's usually when the months are cooler, not the summer.
Okay.
Your time is more the fall.
All right.
Okay? And if you're seeing someone now, it's not the one. You had,
okay.
You know, look at how that one you had a while ago was abusive to you.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
And why did you let that happen? But he was supposed to be the stronger. He wasn't.
No.
He did to you. You know why he did what he did to you? Because he had a love-hate thing about women. He was ambivalent towards women. And that was because he couldn't deal with things his mother did. So he took it out on other women.
That's true.
I know it's true. I know what I see.
So can you see the man? You saw the man that the other woman was going to meet. Do you see the one that I'm going to meet?
Yes, but it's not going to be till the weather gets cooler. It's more the fall. So call back the show later, and I'll be more specific with you.
Okay.
Because I don't want you to get... Trust me, you're going to meet other men between now and then. But be careful, because none of them are going to be the material that you need. And one's going to be a lot of fun, but he's a bit younger. But he's not going to be anyone that's going to be responsible, you know, and that's not going to work for you.
Okay? All right.
But it'll be in the fall. I can tell you, probably around the end of September, beginning of October. But, you know, but don't hang around and wait. Just, you know, but like I said, be careful, because the people that are attracted to you are not going to be anywhere near as strong as you. They're going to pretend to be. Now, that one person that was abusive, he scared me. Something about him is very bizarre.
Yes.
Remember how I used to just kind of stare off?
Yes.
That's kind of spooky, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I got goosebumps talking about it. All right, sweetie. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks. If people would like to get an appointment with me, they can call my office, and the phone number is area code 815-498 815-498-9065. That's 815-498-9065. You can go to my website, which is johu.com. It's johu.com. And on the front page, it says, get a session with Chicago Psychic Joe Hu or something like that. I should know it. Anyway, you put your clicker on there, I mean your cursor on there, and it opens up the page that gives you all the information that you need. And I'm sure it's there somewhere on the home page. It's there. It's, the website is johu.com. I'm not real computer bright. You know, I try, but, you know, I've got nieces and nephews that, you know, come in, oh, Uncle Joe, can I play with your computer? 10 minutes later, they're like, oh, my God, how did you do that, you know? When I can't even type. I hunt and peck. I even took typing in high school. Anyway, you see how intuition works. It's very quick. It's the first thing that you feel. It's the first thing that you see. Just like people that are into psychometry, when they hold an object, and they can tell you things about the person who has the object and through the object, you know. Or when a person reads tarot cards, or when a person looks at a crystal, all they're doing is focusing their abilities. That's just a focal point. It's like their tool, all right? Basically, that's how it works. Mine is easiest of all. I don't need tarot cards. I don't need a crystal. I need to hear your voice. Psychometry fascinates the heck out of me, and I've tried. It doesn't work. Some people can. It works remarkably. So we all have gifts. We all have neat little gifts, you know. And it doesn't matter, you know, when a person, even in their psychometry, they're feeling the object, but it's still coming through them, and it's what they see spontaneously. Hi, you're on with Joe.
Oh, hello, is this me?
Yes, it's you.
Oh, hi.
Can I have Patricia? Your first name, please?
Patricia.
Patricia?
Yes.
And just the month of your birth?
March.
And where are you calling from?
From San Pedro Mountains in New Mexico.
Oh, cool. Can I ask you March what?
My day?
Yeah.
Oh, 28th.
Okay, you know why I asked you?
Well, no.
Because my father was born March 7th, my sister was born March 8th, my brother was born March 10th, my mother was born March 13th, I was born March 15th, and we're all left-handed.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that weird or what?
I don't know. Patricia,
definitely an old soul, but where are you from originally?
A Navy brat. I was born in South Carolina, but never stayed anywhere long.
Not too long anywhere, right?
Well,
you know, it's amazing. It's like, yeah, like you don't have roots, but you're trying to get them type thing.
Well,
but that's
I have
okay.
them now. I adore New Mexico. I've never felt more home.
Yeah, that's your place.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but I'm saying all that time, you couldn't get any roots is what I said.
No, no.
No, but now you do.
I think so.
No, I think so.
They're sort of being destroyed right now. There's signs.
You know what? New Mexico is a very amazing place.
Totally. Yeah.
And there are areas within New Mexico. As I look at New Mexico on an intuitive level, it's divided into three sections on an energy level. Did you know that?
Huh.
Now, what part of New Mexico are you near? You're near Santa Fe?
In between Santa Fe and Albuquerque in the mountains.
Okay, you're fine there.
Uh-huh.
Good place.
Well,
good place,
I was until just recently. They're mowing down the forest that I live in. It's become a nightmare overnight. It's really
what do you mean
weird.
They're mowing down the forest?
I think they're doing some kind of bug or fire control thing, but they're way overdoing it. It's not maintenance. It's massacre, and it's just so...
You know, I have a hard time with... I know they do these burn-offs for that type of thing, but history showed them that doing burn-offs isn't the best way to do it. Just let nature do it.
I know. I've read lots of studies, many more than I think these people have, but...
Now, is that a private? That's not a private land. That's public land, is it?
No, this
where they're
is
doing
private.
This?
Yeah, this is private. Yeah.
It is private. See, that's just,
around.
If it's private,
it's
they can sell it off.
It was a really old forest.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's unfortunate, but there's not much you can do about it.
Oh,
the area for you though is okay, as far as energy level goes.
Yeah.
When someone does like that, you know, I think when they do those burn-offs or they do the mass chopping, I think it makes the planet cry a little bit.
It sure makes me cry. I'll tell you.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. But if they're doing a burn-off,
well, it's
not
burning.
Quite sure.
It's I think what they think they're doing is a good thing, but I think it's just hideous.
Of course it's hideous. You know, these beautiful trees. Look what they've seen in the world. You know, you see some of those, like, you know, these out here we've got the big old oak trees, and they've been around 100 years or 150 years or 200 years. Geez, what is that tree seen? Or the giant redwoods in California.
Oh, yeah, these trees have lasted lots longer than anybody around here. But
that's right.
They're afraid of them or something.
Yeah, and trees, believe it or not, trees have a life force. You know,
oh,
anything that's alive has a life force.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Do you have a question for me?
You know, I have a couple of kind of deep ones, but I was wondering if you just had a general impression in case I'm off track.
No, I don't think you're off track. No, I don't think that. I think that the hardest thing for you, like you said, I found this place and I really like it. I think the being able to feel settled because of all the movement being, you know, around in your life, it's hard to feel that settling coming on.
Yeah.
And it is there, but somehow, you know, it's like, am I supposed to? I think you second guess yourself way too much.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just feel where you're at.
Yeah, I'm in my way all the time.
Right,
well,
and also, there's going to be someone coming to your life that's going to be kind of a helper for you. Not necessarily a love interest, but someone who's going to definitely help you a lot.
Yeah.
You're getting involved in a project with someone you're going to really enjoy.
Oh, that would be good, yeah.
And they're near the Santa Fe area. That's why I asked you about that.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
I have to let you go because our time is up for the show.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks so much for doing all this.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. For everybody who called in today, I thank you so very much for calling in. I wish we had more time, but our show is up. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can call my office at area code 815-498-9065. And the archives are up on the site. And I'd like to thank all of you and BBS Radio. Have a good night, everybody. Goodbye.